Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. East Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sisters and brethren all around the world, that's numero uno. flan. As my buddy Xander Dames, the other Dave Navarro, would say, go check out his new show, The Xander Effect. That's X-A-N-D-E-R-E-F-F-E-C-T. Every week, go check it out. He posts constantly. He's always doing interesting interviews with celebrities and just all kind of, from all walks of life. Music, movies, television, you name it. And in a little while, I'll also be announcing his new venture that he has started on. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, I get down to the nitty-gritty of it. We are Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse from LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And with us, as always, is our sidekick and gal pal. That's debatable.
But the meat bless
me. The gal pal. The gal part is debatable. But the gal pal, Silent Giggles.
The mute bless me.
Yes, the mute bless me. let's see. Since I forgot to remind the husband to get his Muse news ready. He can start that next week.
Okay.
Nerd word of the day. Preposterous. That's P-R-E-P-O-S-T-E-R-O-U-S. Preposterous. Contrary to reason or common sense. Utterly absurd or ridiculous. In other words, it's preposterous to me as to how Donald Trump became the president of the United States. Preposterous.
Utterly absurd or ridiculous.
Exactly.
Donald Trump is preposterous.
Chris, he's preposterous. He can't even fucking say it. That's just wrong. Donald J. Trump is preposterous. He is utterly absurd and ridiculous, and he is contrary to reason or common sense.
Right.
So he fits the bill. Anyway, I like to work that in every week. Every time I do nerd word of the day, I'm bashing
the president. Yes.
It was a joke to me. I'm sorry. He wears clown makeup. Anyway, we here at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and Spotify. Go check us the fuck out. We're everywhere.
So if you can't find us, that means you're living under a rock.
It's a fucking problem. And you need to up your internet service. Let's see. Shout out to our bands that we, and artists that we represent currently.
All right.
That would be Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, the female fronted Black Sabbath tribute band, Don Marlowe, aka Nefarious High Priestess. Check her out. We also have the Star Daddy, as well as the God Bombs.
All right.
I manage Justin's symbol, therefore, I manage all his entities. Oh, I love it. We also have the lovely Nola Starr. Check her out. Woman breathes fire. She plays with fire. She does everything you can think of. She's crazy. She's crazy. She does a lot of stuff, you know, freak show type things. She's very, very gifted. So go check her out. She does everything. We also have Jane's Addicted. That's a Jane's Addiction tribute band. We have Ozzy Train, which is the Randy Rhoads era of Ozzy. We have Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Lady Cinder. They'll be our guests today.
All right.
Mortis and the Mortis Doll Dancers. And of course, there's they have other dancers as well, but we'll let them introduce them as when they come on. We also have Cleaver. Check them out. Cleaver, at Cleaver Band on Facebook, Cleaver Rock Band on Twitter, and Cleaver Band on Instagram. They are from Santiago, Chile. Check out their album, Hear the Silence. Very good stuff. Amazing. They're one of the new up-and-coming bands. And Wes Scantlin, lead singer of Puddle of Mud, wore their Cleaver t-shirt. And it's on their Instagram page, so go check it out. We also have Fallen Fury. And I'm in the talks and works on hopefully also being managed for Side Effect. That's PSYDE. AFFECT. They were on our show a couple of weeks ago. Also, Burn the Ships, which is a very progressive rap metal band. Very, very good stuff. So check them out as well. And then hopefully also, you know, Berserk. I'm hoping I still manage them. We'll see. But I love Berserk. They're very amazing. Go check out their music. They're fucking hardcore, and they go hard on stage. And the lead singer is just amazing. I don't know if every member of the band is black, but African American, you know, which is awesome. And we need more bands like that, like lead singers. I hate to say this, Hootie and the Blowfish, but you know, Darius Rucker. He was in the game as far as rock music goes. Now he's a country singer. But we need more African-American people in the industry. Who fucking do you think started this all off? Chuck Berry, and we had Jimi Hendrix, and all these amazing people that started the whole rock thing. And so we need more like that. Ooh, we got some of our people popping on. Here we go.
Yeah.
We got some of our people coming on here. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi, how are you?
Your mic is on there. We good? Mic, so it'll go on. There we go.
Is.
There we go. We got you. Lillian Sin now. Can I hear you?
Hear me?
What's up? And we got people in the house. Marcus.
What's up?
Before we bring our guests on, we're going to say a real quick shout out to all our venues and bars venues that we really miss you. We love you and we can't wait to get our shows going again, such as Petey's Place, which is Petey Partillo. We love you, Petey.
Yes.
Shout out the five-star bar in downtown Los Angeles. That's Marco Cordova and his lovely wife, Angie. Al, as I know, fuck yeah. She's doing ball rips in the back. Hard to do my announcement. I'm sitting there smoking weed over there. Man, I can't smoke in the house. But anyway. And then, of course, we've got the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to our main man, Nick Cuoco, host of Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays, the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. We miss you, dude. And also, rounding it out, Greg Beer. Owner of the Universal Barnes in North California. So we miss all of you, and we can't wait to get shows going back cracking. All right, we are here with our amazing guest. We have the Devil's Reject, as well as Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten. And then Hannah Fear is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
and Fear. Check Fira out. These guys are fucking, they're amazing. fucking van. I love you guys. I miss all of you so much. You don't even know. My family, fucking Mortis and that goddamn mask. Jesus Christ.
Damn. That's hardcore.
We've got five amazing songs today to play for you, but let's talk to our guests. Did you make that? Because that'd be badass if you did. No? That's so sweet, dude. That's fucking awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk to our guests. We've got Mortis and Lillian. Everybody, why don't you go around and say who you are and what you do?
Kitten, and this is my master and daddy call, Devil Suggests.
Stuff is missing. All right, who else wants to introduce himself? This is atomic. We got Hannah Sierra from Sierra. Gloria the Kitten.
Oh, how are you guys?
Good. I got Ariel Witness here. What's up, Ariel?
Hey. Okay.
And I'm seeing here Atomic Nuke.
Oh, Adam.
Adam Nuke.
Welcome.
That's
welcome.
Hello.
Okay. What do you do?
I do music and fire performing, so a little bit of sideshow rap, fire art. So I spin fire, eat fire, breathe fire, and I incorporate it with a lot of sideshow, freak show technique when I do my sets. And it's a lot of like trap, kind of like horrorcore clown music.
Horrorcore.
That's fucking badass. Cinder in the house. What's up, Lady Cinder? How's it going?
Hi, Jenny.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. Is Adrian here? Why is hers not on here?
Too.
It's like everybody's being unmuted. Alright, so let's talk to everybody. Can we hear you? Oh, there we go. Lillian. What's up?
Hey,
how are you? Like your audio went out for a minute. So why don't you tell us about your recent project, what's going on, and how everybody fits into this craziness?
Well, let's see here. Our newest upcoming project is part of the online live events that we started doing about a month ago. The first one was kind of rough and bumpy, but it was a lot of fun. Everybody got a lot of good reviews. So it's called Bay Metal Fetish Show.
Fun. It's only fun when it's rough. We all know that.
Amen.
I don't know anything about that.
Let's see. The upcoming one is going to be on June 19th. We have a bunch of amazing performers. We have the awesome fucking Fira performing with us. We have Buffy. We're just talking to Lady Cinder, the beautiful Ariel. She's going to be doing some stuff with us. Beautiful Sakura the Kitten from Sideshow, Stray Cat Sideshow. Sorry, hun.
I remember Sequoia. I remember her for sure. And of course, I know Lady Cinder. And Fear.
We got Fear, but we have some people who have not popped up yet, or if they're going to, they might be sleeping still. and Ashley Bad from Lords of Acid, he's going to be DJ.
Oh, hell yeah.
Performing for us, doing a nice little performance for Les' show. We have Volta Star. she's performing a nice little burlesque strip. She's our track of the day. Diego Ashes from Double Driver, he's going to be DJing for us. We have Kitty, Shannon, and Tiara for go-go dancers, and also Tara from Chateau, the Kittens Chateau, she's going to be go-going. And big, fucking awesome performance. And everybody else, they're all fucking amazing. Ophelia Rain is going to be performing in the VIP section for us.
Ooh.
So there's a lot happening. It's going to be a long, fun show. We're starting to get up. Awesome sideshow performers, fire performers, go-go dancers, and all kinds of fun, kinky stuff lined up. And this theme is going to be bloody thing-tastic. So bring out your blood
claws and fangs.
Blood claws and fangs.
Best stuff ever. I'm watching Face Off, don't mind me. I'm watching all 13 seasons of Face Off right now. But I really appreciate that mask. That's what I'm saying. I love that creativity. Like Mortis does the graphic art and just all the designs and things that you do are just really amazing to me. You know, sculptural pieces and other things that you've designed. I love it.
Where all the artwork will become available. All the artwork will be working on, and all that's integrated within my graphics and studio art.
Nice. I wish we could smoke in the house. Goddamn. It's okay. When I buy my own house, eventually I will be able to do that. Eventually. So it's amazing that you guys all have all these performers and dancers. You have a DJ. You have like everything going on, and that's really awesome to me. And then you told me that you have with Air. How do you say his name? Ari Lehman.
Ari Lehman.
How you say his name? Okay.
Well, Ari is
first Jason,
the first original Jason Voorhees.
Jason, who was drowned in the lake. Yeah.
Jason Child drowned in the lake. He's also has and agreed to next show July 10th.
Right, which is awesome.
We are still prepared to feature Jason Voorhees. Most of us are going to do a tribute to Jason in some shape, way, or form costume. And then others who do not want to do Jason, they get to see their favorite serial killer, whether he's alive, dead, fake, or not.
The Ripper!
Jason's the most badass. Like, just the prosthetic piece that they put on his head when he came up out of the water to grab her, you know what I mean? It was just an iconic moment in that movie, you know, franchise. So, I mean, come on, Friday the 13th. If you don't like that, there's something fucking wrong with you. the first one came out in 1980. I mean, Kevin Bacon, come on, Jesus Christ.
Gosh, that's been that long.
Dude, 1980, yeah, that's 40 fucking years celebration of Friday. It's awesome that you guys get to know these types of people and work with them, and it's an exciting industry to be in, you know?
We have a special guest just for that occasion. We're waiting to see if the availability allows them.
Yeah. That would be cool. I think we'll get them on some projects, you know? What were you going to say, Sequoia?
I just think it's so neat because I'm based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I get to participate in a show that's literally across the country. So it's really an honor to be able to join in this community.
I know. It's funny. I've been friends with Sequoia for a long time, for several years on Facebook. We just never have been able to connect or meet because we're many states away from each other. But I'm honored to be, you know, friends with most of you on Facebook. I know that.
Yeah, it's so neat.
Concerts. Yeah. And that would be cool if we could pipe in video feed, like when we do our concerts in the future, like pipe in people like Sequoria that are from another state and can't be here in person for the concert, then maybe they could do like virtual dancing or performing or something. I think that'd be really cool to integrate that into what we do. So that just gets included more, you know?
So another one of our performers is saying that he's in a waiting room waiting to get in.
He's in the waiting room? What's his name?
Cyrus.
Ronan, you may have somebody in the waiting room. His name's Cyrus. I'm not sure. Maybe we can only have so many people on at once. This is the first time we've had this many people on one video. That's amazing. That we're able to even do this, because I don't even think we could fit this many people in the studio. I mean, we could try, but
it would be a tight fit for sure. You
know, I've had like 7 or 8 people crammed up in that fucking booth with us before, so I mean, you know, anything.
Right.
Ronan says I'm trying, but he keeps dropping out. Cyrus, like, he'll come in and he'll drop, his feed will drop out. That's what's going on. For some reason. Oh, it says he thinks his app needs to be updated. it's nice. On the screen. Huh?
He said it's up to date because I asked him if his app is up to date and he said it should be.
Could just be his feed, could be his internet provider, could be anything, you know? That's what sucks about that, all that. But we have like.
Julian, maybe check in with him on the Facebook group.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know if we can, if it's maybe just his system, you never know. But let's see, so we have like 5 songs you sent me today. Let's talk about your new album, Road Derot. It was a Toreador in reverse, right?
Yes, Art Taylor's vampires knew all the drugs.
Right?
Oh, I love her so much as well.
The logo for Roderot is my own personal logo for the band and my house logo. Most people don't know that I mingled with a lot of vampire cults and clans and other stuff.
You can bring them to our concerts. I want to be their friends. I'm sorry. I have a massive fascination with vampires. I don't know what it is. I've always been obsessed with vampires. It's just one of those things. I don't know.
You and me both.
Right. My favorite show is True Blood. Like one of them. My favorite show is Supernatural, which also has vampires. But I just. Blood, just like it's just crazy. I can't do Twilight. I'm sorry, it's too pussy for me. Twilight is just pussy. Vampires aren't supposed to glow like that. I mean,
vampires don't sparkle; they light on fire.
Vampires sparkle. Sunlight. Those pussies walking around in the sunlight and shit, and like all glistening on their chest. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, focused around the vampire, sex, clubs, the industrial scene. But I wanted to get more of the grooves into it. I wanted to do like how bands like Manson and how Rob, they've brought it down a level in certain ways, stripped it and brought it and then brought it back. Album about leaving the cemetery from the first album and moving into the church and regaining one's house and the adventure that
It's interesting. I like that, the concept of what you're trying to do. And I like the songs. They sound really good. And especially the mastered copy that you sent me. It sounds leaps and bounds above what you had before. Like, you know, because you had the rough stuff recorded before. Now they've all been mastered and mixed and everything. And they sound really, really tight.
Thank you. I'm hoping everyone likes it. It's lovely to drop an album during the quarantine or right before it.
I know. I had all kinds of concerts booked to the end of fucking August and everything. I'm like, fuck, I have to fucking cancel everything. I was going to have a bunch of bands on, man. I was so pissed. I was like, son of a bitch, I have to cancel everything. Assholes. We didn't even do this when Ebola fucking hit, you know what I'm saying? Thousands of people died during Ebola. You didn't see our motherfucking asses all shutting down businesses and wearing masks and shit. So how's everybody dealing with this interesting circumstances that we're going through?
Honestly, everybody okay? I'm feeling great. We are sort of positioned sort of perfectly in the same property. So we've been writing a whole lot. The album is very close to done.
That's awesome.
It is, yeah. We date is scheduled for October 1st.
Okay.
With that fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel really excited, especially to be playing with these guys and playing with, you know, doing stuff with Mortis. I think we've both got kind of a similar story based music project.
Yeah. Fun. Same type of style, kind of. Yeah.
Yep. And ours,
I like
also
that. Has, yeah.
Like a hero. Beauty and the Beast meets. I'm excited about that. We're recording Anthony Montemarano from Mercyk and Neon Coven, Shock the Monster. So,
oh yeah,
fabulous to work with, super talented. Vampire Ball in February, and we editing the video from that.
I'm sorry, Kira. I'm fucking Adam Newt down here. I just knows. I'm sorry. That was awesome. I'm loving your makeup, Adam. I'm loving that. I love the top hat. I'm loving the makeup, the whole outfit.
The bowler hat, actually.
The scheme going on there. I love it. It's very nice. Everybody's got this really cool. I mean, Ariel's got that amazing hair going on there, the side and all that. It's the only certain people with certain face frames can pull off a hairdo like that.
Definitely. Like, well, it takes a lot of balls, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like Lady Cinder, man. She, man. You bring it. You bring it. Your hairstyles, your makeup, your just everything that you do and is amazing. I've always loved it. I remember when you had that side of your head shaved and your hair over, like what Ariel has. It was just phenomenal. Like, just.
I really, really miss my hair like that. And I'm probably going to go back to that once my hair grows back.
It's gorgeous the way it is. I mean, my favorite color is purple. So, you know, I'm loving it. You know, awesomely. But then I know you now identify as Adrian.
Yes. Yeah. I am non-binary.
Okay.
So I go by they and them pronouns.
I got you.
So I wanted a more like gender neutral name to go by. So I'm going by Adrian, but I'm keeping my stage name Cinder. So.
Right.
Cinder, it has become.
Right. So if we say Lady Cinder, we would refer you as female, but if you say your non-binary is Adrian, so it's like they and them versus he, she, whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to learn my more. You know, I've been trying to learn
everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah, my regular everyday life, I go by Adrian, but when I'm performing, I'm still Lady Cinder. So that's like, Lady Cinder is like the feminine side of me.
It's interesting that everybody has got their own little thing, but at the same time, they're in that world. And it was Coria, she's got amazing hair. She can rock in the same kind of thing, just to the opposite side of what Aria has. I love to see she got the side head. She got the black.
Oh, no, I just have a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, whoa. Full on, definitely.
Yeah, I just have a lot of hair.
Yeah, but that's some badass tattoo work. You guys see Ariel's got tattoos going on. Everybody got tattoos. I love it. I can't show you mine. It's on my back, on my shoulder blade, but I have one. I have one. I want to get more. It's just, you know, bills come first. I can't afford the tattoo.
I don't want to get my
tattoo.
Okay.
What
it's
am
a good
I
time to save now?
So we got 5 songs from your new album, Roderot. And I know we played a little bit of stuff in the past, like a few, you know, like a few months ago. But we have another 5 songs you sent me were The Night He Returned, Fiend, Worthless, Beautiful Angel, and Roderot. Is that correct?
Oh, my power's back.
Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Oh, yeah, sweet. I've been fucking this up. I want to join you. I need to go to Palmdale. I miss Lillian and Morta so fucking much. Oh, my God, that's so hardcore. I love it. The skulls. Oh, that's badass. I love it. Let's play a song. We do dealer's choice. We're going to go around the room here, so to speak. We're going to start with Lillian and Mortis, and you're going to say the song you want to play first. And then I don't know if they know the names of them or not, but I guess we'll just go and we'll play them. What do you want to play first?
Fiend.
And play Fiend first? Okay, so Ronan, can you please cue up Fiend? Hey, this is awesome. From home, I just like, hey, this is a cute song. So we got I'm
now return you to your scheduled program. That's a good girl.
Badass. Yeah. I like that very much. Who's your master?
Believe it or not, that is a reimagining from my old band, the song I did back with Vestal Sin. Three songs from this album that the greatest hit of Mortis being revamped for the new age. Worthless and Judas Cradle. Fiend and Worthless came from Vestal Sin, and Judas Cradle came from a band right before Vestal Sin called Ipswich, where I was with a member, one of the members of Carved Souls, and another metal band from out in L.A., can't remember the name, and it was a super group that didn't actually get anywhere, so I thought I'd recycle my material, add with a new twist, new beat, and make it harder.
Right, which is awesome. You know, that you create that. That's why I always tell people, no, he's not just a singer. He's a songwriter. He's a artist. Like, you do a lot of different stuff. So, performance art, it's hard. A band can go on stage and fucking play, but there's a difference between that and a performer. Like,
is that a snake?
Is that it? Wait, hold on. There's the snake.
Adam, is that a snake?
Oh, yes. Oh. That's so pretty. Hi.
I'll go get mine.
Show your snakes off. Oh my god, his eyes are so badass. Okay. I love snakes. They just, I don't know, they used to creep me out. And it was because they slither and shit. But I finally had a friend who let me pet theirs, and I was petting it, and it was like, oh, this isn't slimy at all, and it didn't feel any anything what I thought it would, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't creep me out. Once I pet it and I held it, like, I was like, okay, this is a pretty cool thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, don't always go with your first thought when it comes to things sometimes. Don't let life hold you back because you're scared of, you know what I'm saying? That's so beautiful. I was scared of snakes before. They just creep me out because they seem slimy. You know what I mean? But then I realized they're not, and they're amazing. Isn't it beautiful? That's what I'm saying. I love animals no matter what form they come in. And reptiles are some of the most beautiful creatures on the planet. So colorful and loving, just like any other creature. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just...
This is my baby.
...by its cover, so to speak. Like your doll. Like the creepy-ass doll. What's her fucking name again?
Hi, Annie.
This one's Lucy.
Lillian, I found my doll, Lillian. I don't think you've ever seen it. I just found it in storage. I must be show you.
Oh, you need to do that. Oh, nice. I like it. Blood-soaked Barbie. Yeah.
She's got a shotgun blast to the chest. Her hair had a stitch shut. She's missing an eyeball.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's my dolly.
You need to go on. You don't make that show anymore. Oh, look at that fucking thing. Oh, look at that doll. Now that, I like that. That's fucking
Yeah, no, that's a doll.
Mortis.
I have that Barbie on my dashboard, and the other day somebody was walking past my car and I was on my phone and I just hear this voice say, "Oh my god, that's creepy," and I look up and she's looking at my doll on my dashboard. I was like, yes.
But that's the best, is when you can, when you, you get a rise out of people like that. You you make them go like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's surprise.
No, this is also on my dashboard. And this is also on my dashboard. So.
Oh, nice. Those are badass. Look at that beautiful albino snake. That's just so gorgeous. All right, let's play another song. I want to make sure that we definitely play Rodeo
Rock.
We're done here. What do you want to play next? We're going to try to play two more songs back to back. What do you want to play? I know Rodeo Rock should be the last one. What do you want to play besides that?
I play The Night He Returned, which is the continuation of the song The Night He Came to Town at the end of the 13 Beds album.
Right. Okay. All right. So, Rodan, can you please cue up The Night He Returned and then play Rodeo Rock right afterwards? All right, this is Morris the Devil's Reject with The Night He Returned and Rodeo Rock, the main song for the album.
Oh, The blood of our master.
Thank you, Master.
From this day forth, I will be your sire, your master, your god. And don't forget my little pet. Gods can be cruel.
There's a song on the album called The Ripper's Revenge. It was that grinder song we were working on. I finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did?
All right, so,
Sweet.
All right, so we gotta get out of here. We're at the end of our rope, so to speak. I am theatrical, you know, god damn it. All right, so quickly tell people where they can find you and, you know what I mean, for your next upcoming videos and, you know, your stuff, like social media, real quick.
Facebook.com/MortisTheDevilsReject, Facebook.com/LillianSinTheVoodooKitten. You can also find everybody else on the event page link in my face, our Facebook pages. You have Boppy linked. We have Lady Cinder. We have everybody linked to it. All their social media, all their everything.
go click on everybody's links and go to their pages so that you can see where everybody is from. Adam Nuke, Adrian Tinder, Ariel Whitman, Sakoria the Kitten, everybody, Cyrus, everybody, Lillian Sin, and Mortis. You can find everybody through that page. Go check it out. Hell yes. Go check everybody out on Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find them. And thank you all so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. The badass contacts, to the awesome snakes, to the birds, to the dolls, all the fucking awesome shit today. We appreciate you, one of you, the nose, and yeah, we love it. We love all of it. We love all of you, and thank you so much for being on today, yes. And we hope to see great things from all of you very soon once this bullshit's over. Go check everybody out, especially Mortis the Devil's Reject and Lillian Finn, Voodoo Kitten, the Mortis Doll Dancers, and all the performers. Go check out their new videos, their fetish stuff, all their wonderfulness.
I got a couple new music videos coming out, too, with a new single coming out next month.
Well, sweet. Okay. Definitely go check his stuff out. So this is amazing. It's a great time for entertainers to come together and really push this home. All right, this has been Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse, with LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And say goodbye, Silent Giggles. Should, I believe, have Fallen Fury next week, metal band extraordinaire. Peace right. out. We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.